Proclamation number 6042, dated the September 4th, 1954. Hour of death without fear. Readiness. Always be ready to exchange your earthly life for a life in the spiritual kingdom. Then the hour of passing away from this earth will never come as a surprise to you, and neither will you ever have to fear it. Whatever you think and do, always ask yourselves whether it is right before my eyes. Then you will live consciously and work to improve your soul. Thus you will live for the kingdom of the beyond. And this kingdom of the beyond will be the kingdom of light for you, for which you will gladly surrender your earthly life because it is your true home. If only all you humans were able to realize that you merely live on this earth as a test. That it is not real life but just a preparation for this real life, and that you therefore should only ever focus on evaluating it correctly. But you regard earthly life as the only important life and consider real life in the spiritual kingdom far too little, if you believe in it at all. You use all your strength for completely irrelevant things and don't prepare yourselves enough for the life that lies ahead of you. The hour of death was intended to be the hour of your deliverance, when you discard your earthly garment in order to enter in light and freedom into the kingdom of peace and beatitude. You were meant to consciously and joyfully look forward to this hour and gladly relinquish earthly life in exchange for a far better one. However, you will acquire this consciousness when you, in living faith, have lived a life of following Jesus, because only then will you clearly recognize the purpose of your earthly life and your objective, because only then will you know of all correlations and also of a free and blissful life in the spiritual realm. Then your spirit will be awakened, and then you will therefore place little value on earthly life and consciously strive towards the life in the spiritual kingdom. In light and happiness. You are certainly informed of it, but you will only accept it as truth when love has kindled a light within you. Hence you first have to live a life of love. Then death will not longer scare you, then you will already have the connection with the spiritual kingdom, then so many hands will reach out to you from there which will show you the way until the end of your life. And then you will live every day on earth as it is my will. Then you will prepare yourselves for a blissful end, and the hour of your passing away from this earth will be for you the awakening into a life in light and magnificence. Amen.